Hello, this is Douglas, speaking to you from my study in Scotland. I'm looking out at all the snow on the ground. It's almost Christmas. I'm very excited to tell you about a new series that will begin January the 1st. Every year since 2008, this ministry has offered a series of talks, morning devotionals, usually 10 or 15 minutes long. You listen, we pray together. It's a way to begin the day with inspiration and insight. And what better way than to focus on Christ? The title of the series is Christ in the Old Testament, The Prism. The prism, in this case, is Matthew's gospel, not prison. prism, as that piece of glass that refracts light and brings out the richness, the diversity, helps us to see things in living color, not just black and white. Now, why Matthew? Matthew is the most Jewish of the four Gospels. It's got that strongest, the strongest flavor of the Old Covenant. There are some 40 formal quotations from the Old Testament in Matthew, but there are more than 100 allusions. And not only that, but Jesus fulfills the scripture, he fulfills the law. Remember, he said in Matthew 5, he didn't come to do away with it. He came to fulfill it. What does that actually mean? Many people think that fulfillment means, well, you're born in Bethlehem, you die for our sins, you cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Just some verbal correspondence, a few words in the Old Testament that seem to connect to a few words or an event in the New Testament. That's missing. That misses so completely what fulfillment is. Oh, this is what we're going to be exploring in every lesson. Starting in Matthew 1, we'll be looking at the genealogy and what exactly is going on with the highlight, the spotlight, being on a number of women. Why does the Gospel of Matthew begin that way? It's fascinating. It's inspiring. I had the privilege of teaching this material in recent months to our Sunday evening group. And I suppose it came out to something like 19 or 20 sermons altogether. These will be shorter, the lessons you'll be listening to. But we were amazed. I mean, we have older Christians in our group, younger Christians. I'm in the group, and I was learning so much, so many things I'd never seen before about Jesus in the Old Testament, his divinity, his majesty, his power. Anyway, that's the basic idea. I think that makes sense. I hope that makes sense, and that you will join us and make the most of this series. God bless you. Thank you for listening to this brief explanation. Bye-bye.